Money FM 89.3, best of your money. Money and Me on Your Money, only on Money FM 89.3.
This is a show dedicated to helping you manage your money. Today, I'm going to be focusing on managing your risk. That's what insurance is all about, right? Understanding risk management. So we know there are different types of coverage. My aim today is to give you information you can use to help you prevent financial loss. Keep in mind that local insurers have paid out at least $1 million to policyholders for COVID-19 related claims and benefits over the past 3 months. Many people I've been speaking with say they're concerned about their coverage. They're thinking about increasing the amount of their term coverage. Others think, I have auto insurance, life insurance, health insurance. With a recession looming, maybe I should reduce my insurance commitments. So today, a show dedicated to helping you think through insurance with Tan Chuan Hao. He's Chief Agency Officer at NTUC Income. Great to have you with us on the show. Good morning.
Good morning, Michelle. Thank you for having me on the show.
Well, tell us, how do you think people could start about thinking about managing their insurance commitments at a time like this? Their worries about recession approaching, an uncertain economy, V-shape, U-shape, W-shape economy. How do we start?
Right. Now, it's always a good time to look to our financial plans. Usually, financial plans are carried out when there's a change in the macroeconomic climate or change in personal situation. Mm-hmm. So yes, with talks of a global recession, it's a good idea for us to look out for our personal finances and see if we need to make changes. Of course, we need to look at our personal factors as well. Do we have job stability? What are our job prospects like? What are our planned events, such as a new home, arrival of baby, children's education, retirement needs, and so forth? And we have to make the best of what we have and have sufficient for short-term, mid-term, and long-term financial goals.
All right. So a lot of moving parts there. Help us break it down, Chuan Hao. How can we align our objectives with our immediate needs and still keep planning for our long-term financial goals?
Yeah, that's right. I think, of course, the best way would be that we need to speak to our financial advisor to assess our current situation. But definitely, insurance is a very important part of financial planning because it is the bedrock of risk management and financial planning. And sometimes it's the unplanned events that can often derail our plans, right? Accidents, unexpected illnesses. And insurance offers us that financial stability to help cover the losses should these unfortunate incidents happen, while ensuring that our long-term financial goals and dreams remain on track.
Okay, so how do I review my insurance portfolio? What should I be looking at?
Well, there are many areas that we have to look at in our insurance portfolio. There's always life insurance, there's health insurance, some have savings plans, so on and so forth.
But
like we say, we have to look at our insurance first and foremost. Some may be looking to upgrade their plans for critical illness coverage. Some are wondering whether their plans have hospitalization coverage. Should they add that on? Is it now a good time to invest? Is it now a good time to start a savings plan? So all these are factors to take into account when we review our financial portfolio in current climate.
Okay, so you say it's good to start with a financial health check, look at your job stability, and then start with the end in mind. Think about what you want long-term.
That's absolutely right. That's absolutely right. In planning for our goals, we always have to look at what are some of our short-term cash needs, what are some of our medium-term investment and saving aspirations. And of course, for some of us, our longer-term needs would be either the children's education needs, our retirement needs, and thereafter determine the suitable investment vehicle to carry us there.
So right now, everybody's concerned because, yesterday everybody was thrilled with Moderna and the hope for a vaccine, and today that glow has abated. So how do we plan to weather market volatility?
Right. There's never really a best time to invest. And I think diversity is the key to an all-weather financial plan. Hmm. In looking through a financial plan, you have to have sufficient coverage, sufficient planning for retirement planning. And, we are really in uncharted waters globally. I'm sure many of us who tune in saw that earlier this month, we saw that a cup of bubble tea was more in demand than a barrel of oil.
What was going on there?
Send me some bubble tea. Yeah. So really, we are operating in very, very strange circumstances. And while we try to take on sexy investments and all that, sometimes some old advice always holds true. You should have longer time in market rather than timing the market.
Right.
Using dollar cost averaging, for example, to reduce volatility. These are some of the things that we should be looking out for.
So help us out with your thoughts on factoring volatility into our insurance decisions. Some people have had insurance for a long time and they're thinking, you know, retrenchment might be looming. They might have a job now. They may not have a job in the future. They want to do what Warren Buffett is doing and sit on growing piles of cash. So they're thinking of paring down their insurance or recalibrating their insurance plan. What do you say to them?
Again, it depends on individual situations, but really, I'd just like to highlight a little incident that happened to a friend of mine recently.
Okay.
She was happily cooking at home, as we see a lot of aspiring Gordon Ramsays these days. and she had a bad fall. And in fact, through the fall, she injured her knee quite badly and even required surgery within days. Thankfully, she was fully covered by insurance. So really, even during times like these, there's always that need for insurance. And while stopping our current policies can give us immediate cash flow, we do have to take into account that when we want to purchase such plans in the future, it's again subject to underwriting and subject to our health situations at that point. So it may not be immediately available, even when we need it.
Oh, that's a good point. I forgot about that. People are thinking, I want to reduce my insurance commitments, but then you have to think of the cost of picking it up again later.
That's right. Yeah, absolutely right.
Which could be higher because of your age as well, right?
That's right. So it would depend on age. It would depend on your health. And really, and we think now is a really good time for perhaps to catch up with your financial advisor and have a chat about your financial plan. And during this circuit breaker period, in fact, Income has launched a new campaign with a tagline, Emerge Stronger, to encourage our customers to take this time to make plans and take action towards becoming more resilient and prepared for the future.
Okay, that's nice. It's very optimistic.
It is. We are optimistic about the future. We just need to emerge stronger.
And so since we're all stuck at home, it's a good time to pick up the phone, because I'm sure your insurance agents have to work differently now, right?
Absolutely. Many companies, including ours, have launched platforms where advisors can engage their customers online. It's a very new way of working. Try it out. It saves you a lot of travel time. It's a lot of fun. Try it out.
I still like talking to my insurance advisor, though, because I have 1,000 questions on insurance, as you can imagine. So you can still talk to your advisor over the phone. Is that preferred? Or you find more people going online, just broadly?
We do see two types of customers. Some of our customers still love the human touch, love the face-to-face. And yeah, unfortunately, that will have to wait for a short while. The new norm that we are seeing now is customers engaging their advisors online, Zoom platforms, and you know, all sorts of platforms where they get to see and hear each other. They just don't get to smell and touch.
All right. Okay. But all with the aim of emerging stronger and really hunkering down and thinking about managing risk. Okay. So when looking at your insurance portfolio, people sometimes wonder, should I be looking at protecting myself? But then I've also heard about instruments that can help with savings and investment plans. Help us figure out weightage.
Both types of plans have their place in any good financial portfolio. I would liken my financial plan to a car. Many people will compare the power, the acceleration of a car, how fast the car can go from 0 to 100 kilometers per hour. Is it 6 seconds, 4 seconds? But how many people really compare the deceleration, right, which is from 100 to 0? And arguably, which statistic is more important? 100 to 0 can save lives. 0 to 100 can impress people mostly. But of course, a fast car can get you to places faster. So really, having a good protection or insurance plan is like having great brakes, helping you when it's needed. And a strong savings and investment plans are there to ensure your long-term goals are not overlooked with short-term events or uncertainty. So in terms of the portfolio mix, I would say that again, everybody has to have a basic of protection to cover for unplanned events. And again, it will depend on personal situation. For example, a young couple with newborn could have very different protection needs from an elderly couple who are in retirement, right? And the amount of risk that somebody can take with respect to their investment plan will also have to be determined by with your financial advisor.
Speaking of retirement, I think now is a great time when the world is quiet to think about planning for your retirement. So do you have any tips for doing that?
Yes, absolutely. I mean, in planning for retirement, there are a couple of needs that that we have to look at. We have to look at what is the lifestyle you like to retain in retirement. It has often been said that you have to retire in enjoyment, not retire from enjoyment. Yeah, absolutely. And you have to see what kind of life you want like to lead in retirement, the number of years you have, and as well as the amount of risk you are prepared to take for us to determine what would be a projected rate of return on your investments. And from there, we can then determine how much you have to set aside to make sure that you retire comfortably.
We always want to help our listeners out. So there are people out there who want to reduce their insurance commitments. Maybe their cash flow is tight. Do you have any ideas or advice for them on how they can do that if they want to still maintain their policies at the same time?
Sure. Many companies have come up with support schemes, including our company, to help customers that have genuine financial cash flows at this point. So, for example, some of the low-income people who need that coverage, and they really need the coverage, we do have schemes to help them. For those that are quite heavily committed in their investments, in their insurance, and other financial areas, your financial advisor will be able to help you to see which are the areas that perhaps we can deprioritize with the aim of very quickly getting up that same coverage or savings if and when needed.
All right. And for the listeners who want to still keep investing with an aim for retirement, what is your advice to them at a time like this?
Hang in there. We have all seen market volatility. Many of us have been through much worse. Many of us have been through SARS, we've been through recession, and we always see that the markets will have a rebound. Of course, we can't be sure whether it's a V or U or even a prolonged hockey stick, but we all hope it's faster, all hope it's sooner rather than later, but we really never know. And we just have to keep invested, keep the faith, and do our regular investments and due diligence to make sure that continue to have a diversified portfolio so that this little volatility wouldn't affect us as much in the long run.
So you're not a fan of standing on the sidelines and sitting on the cash piles like Warren Buffett is doing now?
Personally, I would be cautious with my cash, but I think it is a good time to pick up some cheap bargains, and I've been doing so myself.
That's great to hear. Well, thank you for your optimism, and thank you for the great advice. Pleasure talking
to you. Thank you, Michelle. Thank you very much, Michelle. It's been great talking to you.
He's Tan Chuan Hao, Chief Agency Officer at NTUC Income, helping us think through our insurance commitments at a time of volatility.
Before acting on the information on Money FM, please consider if it's suitable for your own investment objectives, financial situation, and risk tolerance. To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.